WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I've met along the way.
This is EC3.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken Not Haughty.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap. And you're listening to the greatest rap.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Fly, my pretties, fly.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers! And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Voices in my head again, trapped in a war inside my own skin.
They're calling me undone.
And welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you happen to be on Twitch and have a Twitch Prime sub available, well, click the little purple button up at the top of your screen and see, one, if you have one, and two, if you'd like to use it here. And if you do, thank you so much, but if not, we understand, but we'd love for you to use it here, just saying. Anyway, I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer, /co-host/handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here, we're live at Wild Talk Radio, at Rock Radio Show, at Lindsay Ward on the Twitters. Come to twitch.tv/WTRLive, where you can earn channel points, or listen at rockradioshow.com and wildtalkradio.com, because if you want to... You can ask the Rack, meaning a discussion segment, for 30,000 points. You can produce an episode of WTR for 60,000 channel points. All you gotta do is listen to all the fine programming, including this one, right here, right now, at twitch.tv/WTRLive.
That's right, and we have a ton of stuff to get into, because, well, we have two pay-per-views we have to talk about, because it is TakeOver Weekend.
TM. And Tommaso Ciampa.
Yeah, and, you know, Survivor Series is also happening.
Yeah, but... Survivor Series is also happening. But NXT TakeOver is happening as well. As NXT has taken over the entire weekend. Like, they've taken over the entire WWE for the past month.
And I've loved every second.
It's been pretty good with NXT running wild on Monday Night Raw and Friday Night SmackDown.
It has. It really, really has. And I'm going to miss it when it's gone, but I understand that after Sunday, everybody has to go back to their own shows and be at their own shows. But it's been lovely seeing everybody on everybody else's shows one more time before the split happens, and it's a hard one.
The split's been hard. It's been a hard split. It's just been a weird hard split, because NXT wasn't part of the hard split, but they've been all over the thing.
It's been a kinky hard split?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Anyway, we have a lot to get into tonight, so we're just going to jump right into the TakeOver preview, brought to you by our friends over at mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211. And we're going to kind of do NXT recap with this, because there's a lot to unpack from what happened on NXT this past week. And it starts on Monday Night Raw with Hunter issuing the open invitation to everybody, where he's like, come to Full Sail. if you want, we'll be waiting, we'll be ready, we'll beat you up, it's fine, it's all fine.
It's fine, it's all fine, and then a man shows up, or I should say, the man showed up first.
That's right. NXT opens with Becky Lynch walking out to the ring and confidently taking the mic and basically calling out Shayna Baszler, you know, saying, I'm in your ring under your lights in front of your audience. Where the heck are you?
Before all that happened, she walked through the doors, looked at William Regal. He smiled. She walked to the ring.
She's like, hi, Dad. Hi, Uncle William.
I'm home.
Miss me? He's so proud. He's just so proud.
So she's out there talking, and then she's here for a fight. It's been so long since, it's been 4 years since she's been in an NXT ring, and she was looking for a fight. She thought one of Shayna or Shayna's girls would come out. They did not. It was Rhea Ripley.
Okay. I'm fine with this. I'm utterly fine with this. By the way, before we get too deep into this, I'm just going to say that this entire episode of NXT was one really bizarre family reunion.
It really was.
It was a very bizarre NXT family reunion. But anyway.
It was missing one person. One.
Missing actually two people, but one of them was never going to show up.
And that's what I'm talking about, Bo Dallas. Bo Dallas was not on the show.
Bo Dallas was not on the show. It was really... Well, no. Because remember, Bo Dallas got banned, so he can't come back.
He can't come back. Finally, a stipulation wrestling is holding true. Bo Dallas cannot come back to Full Sail.
Even though he really should be allowed to go back, because he could do so much better in NXT. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. I digress. So, anyway, Rhea Ripley comes out, and it's fine. Everything's great. I'm already into this. It's like, yes, sign me up. Becky Lynch and Rhea Ripley, yes, do it. And Rhea just kind of looks at Becky, and she's like, eh.
So you're the man. Let's see if you have a set of balls. And off they went.
It's like, okay. Becky's like, all right. They were having a really good match when Shayna showed up. I was really upset. I was like, no, you get to the back. Nobody wants you right now. Just go away. I was super enjoying this match. Like, it was so good. Can I have Rhea Ripley and Becky Lynch again, please?
I think we will have it at some point down the road somewhere. In some event, who knows
please,
where?
Please
make it a thing.
Because it was really good. My only qualm, and this is just me, but I hate when Rhea drops like this epic line of "Let's see if you have a set of balls," and they're like, "Okay, all right, we're gonna fight," and they kind of circle each other and they do the whole "we're gonna fight" thing, and then they lock up. Like, yeah. No. Somebody smack somebody. Like, somebody, like, elbow somebody in the face or something, you know?
That's just me.
That's just personal preference.
It took them 30 seconds to do that, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, but I hate how we're going to start this with a lockup. Oh, yeah. I know. Somebody, like, side elbow somebody in the face or something. Like, let's just be like, smack.
The crowd was hot for this one. We had a bunch of Rhea's going to kill you. We had Becky Chance. So they couldn't decide who they loved in this one. But
the crowd was very confused.
Rhea and Becky stood tall, getting rid of Shayna and her girls.
So yeah, this was a great, great opener to the show. Loved every second of it. And I would say this is pure fan service for the crowds in Florida and the crowds at home as well, but mainly for the crowds in Florida. Like, I don't think the crowd at NXT has been that happy in a really long time, just based on who they got.
Then they got the finest Kona Reeves.
Who's changed his look again.
He's like Hawaiian now?
Well, he always was.
But he's more like he's portraying it more. But he got taken out by Ricochet. And then Matt Riddle came out. And they had a match. Ricochet and Riddle. Okay.
The crowd lost it for Ricochet.
He ran out there and did that dropkick so fast. Holy crap.
Yeah, it's like you blinked and you missed him. Mm-hmm. Legit. You blinked, and it's like, all of a sudden, there's Ricochet out of nowhere. It's a Ricochet out of nowhere type of situation, and you're just like, oh, hi, honey. You're here. I'm so happy.
Shinsuke Nakamura, Cesaro showed up. Matt Riddle got the win. And then they had some madness with Ricochet and Cesaro. Ricochet did a dive. Nakamura was going for the Kinshasa, but Roderick Strong came out. Then Finn Balor came out. Just like all over the place. Matt Riddle stood tall, but Jesus, this was wild.
this was insane. I loved everything about it. Just because it's like when Cesaro and Shinsuke showed up, it's like, no, let them play. Let them join in Ricochet and Riddle. Let them do that. Please let them do that. And it's like, oh no, they can't. Oh, because Ricochet and Riddle were having a really fantastic match up until those two showed up. And then once it was over, then just madness ensued where people were just going after people on the regular basis. And it's like, okay, all right. I'm digging this. I'm liking this. The crowd was hot for it. So it's like, okay, all right. This is good. This is really good.
Then we decided to go a little throwback, a little old school, the Revival versus Undisputed Era in a hell of a tag team match.
I'm pretty sure people got pregnant because of this.
The Revival are in their element in NXT. And Undisputed Era is great opponents for them. This was stellar.
This was tag team wrestling at its finest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This was a clinic in tag team wrestling is what this was. And it was beautiful and it was long and it was everything you could ever want it to be. I felt a little bad for the Revival because they like showed up and the crowd were just kind of like, eh.
They warmed up. They remember who they were by the end and whew, it was really good.
Yeah. Yeah, the Revival had to remind everybody of who they are and how good they are. And then once they did, it was like, yeah!
All right, we got this. So yeah, the Undisputed Era got the win by the end. Good stuff, good near falls, fun. We were then backstage, or outside, I should say, and the Viking Raiders and Forgotten Sons were in a brawl.
With security in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one time security did not get beat up. I was very impressed. But yeah, this was hilarious because it's like, I'm sitting here watching it. And it's like, was that Pete Dunne? It's like they flashed over the Viking Raiders. It's like, okay, I know who those two are. And then it's like, no, it's the Forgotten Sons. It's like, I just saw a beard. That's all I saw is a beard because the camera was moving that fast. And there's a whole lot of beard going on there.
There was a whole lot of beard going on there. But we'll get to them in a minute. It was NXT UK Women's Champion Kaylee Ray taking on Dakota Kai. Kaylee Ray got the win.
It was a good match.
Good style match. Good to put Kaylee Ray out there with someone who she can work with and get her used to the U.S. audience, because if you're not watching the network and WWE UK, you don't know who really she is. So it was a nice showcase for her.
Mm-hmm.
And then
yeah.
The SmackDown women decide to show up. Carmella, Dana, Mandy, Sonya all show up. They're in a ring. Kairi Sane gets in the ring. Tegan Nox gets in the ring. Then Nikki Cross won the play, so she came out and played. Fine brawl with the women.
I loved everything about this. I was very happy. I love that Nikki got to like mess up everybody and stand tall at the end. It's like, oh yay, she got to go nuts. I'm so happy.
Mm-hmm.
And best of all, she's in the same place as her husband for once.
Yeah,
praise be, mama's gonna get some.
The Viking Raiders took on the Forgotten Sons and they got the win. Good little match. It went a little longer than I thought it would, but good match.
This was another really good, really strong tag team match from these two. They got a lot of time. The crowd was super into the Viking Raiders, as they should be, because they haven't been gone that long. But yeah, this was great. And it was a nice showcase for the Forgotten Sons, because they don't really get to do things like that, I feel like, very often. Almost never on TV, so the fact that they got a good solid 5 to 10, or not 5, but like 10 to 12 minutes on the show,
mm-hmm,
says a lot, because normally they only get like 5.
Then we got our main event, ladder match, Adam Cole, Dominik Dijakovic for the shot, for the whoever gets the advantage in War Games. Good match, a lot safer than the women last week. A lot safer. Adam Cole got the win after he knocked Dominik off the top of the ladder with the briefcase, and he went through a ladder. And Adam Cole stood tall to end the show, but wait, we're not done.
But wait, there's more.
The Undisputed Era came out.
Wait, before we go to that part of it,
mm-hmm,
let's talk about the match. Because this match overall was good. It wasn't like the best. There were a couple awkward spots in this, especially at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Where Adam goes to like push Dominik off the ladder or Dominik's like up the ladder and then he turns around and there's Adam right there kind of thing. That was a little awkward feeling, but I think that was more camera angle than it was them. But Dominik did a beautiful job falling off the ladder onto the other ladder. You know, it didn't feel good, but he made it look really good.
Mm-hmm.
So solid job all the way around. The only problem was like you were waiting for something to happen in this match, like who's going to show up kind of thing. And thankfully we got it after the match, which is when Undisputed Era showed up.
Undisputed Era was out there. They're celebrating. Then you got the SmackDown guys who were there already. So they got in the ring. They stopped them, so they're brawling. Raw guys were there. But speaking of Raw guys, Drew McIntyre shows up and lays out Dijakovic with a Claymore kick. Keith Lee then takes out McIntyre.
With a bounce. He bounced. Hit him that hard. He bounced.
And then Ivar got in the ring and, two big men decided to fly.
Keith Lee cleared. Ivar almost didn't.
Almost
clear.
Didn't.
If you need the sum up of that whole spot, just go back and look for Montez Ford's face.
Mm-hmm.
It's the exact sum up of that spot. It's amazing.
So they took out the big piles of wrestlers, and then Adam Cole's left in the ring all by himself until Seth Rollins shows up and drops him with a super kick.
He's a beautiful super kick.
He was about to go for the stomp, but Tommaso Ciampa comes to the ring, so Adam Cole's able to roll out. And then Ciampa with a running knee to Adam Cole because, you know, Goldie. And Ciampa and Seth Rollins face off to a Seth's Not Cool chant, and they brawl to close the show.
I wanted more of the brawl. Like, I was really upset we got cut off from that. Like, but wait, I want more. Give me more. Like, I was making grabby hands at the TV. I'm like, come on! And it's like right there. Just give them a 30-minute overrun. It's fine. You're going to cut off Law & Order SVU. It's okay. We're good. It's fine.
But this all leads to NXT TakeOver Live this Saturday night on the WWE Network, which will be live right afterwards to review it all. But we're here now to preview it. We have no analysts or regional assistant analysts because they're busy. They're not here yet. They're not here to do it. But we're here to preview the show. So let's get into the matches, Lindsay. What we got?
Yeah. So this NXT, by the way, was a great lead-in to TakeOver. It's a perfect go-home for it. And if you're just tuning in, this is The Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We're not going to take a break in between NXT and TakeOver. We're just going to go straight through it. So jumping in first, I don't want to start with this, but I don't know what else to start with. So
it's the one to start with because there's only four matches on the show.
I know. It's Matt Riddle versus Finn Balor, which I had to laugh because during NXT this week, like, everybody's attacking everybody else, right? Raw and SmackDown and NXT, they're all fighting each other. And when Riddle and Ricochet were out there, Finn showed up and attacked Riddle. And I was like, no, Finn, no, you're doing it wrong. You're supposed to attack the Raw. Oh, wait, no, they have a match on Saturday. That's right. Never mind. He's doing it right. It's fine.
Finn doesn't care about brand supremacy. He cares about beating Matt Riddle's ass.
I'm sure Matt Riddle would be very into that.
Bro.
Oh, wait.
So, yeah, they set this match up last week. Because it was supposed to be Johnny Gargano, Finn Balor, but Johnny Gargano is out with an injury. Hopefully be cleared in the next few weeks. This one's going to be good. I mean, it's Finn and Riddle, but this is Finn back in his element, back in NXT, back where he, you know, grew
back
up.
Back to TakeOver.
He's back on a TakeOver. Motivated, we hope.
I don't know how this could go, because they haven't been feuding with each other very long. It's Finn's first TakeOver back, but they've sort of, like, taken the pedal off of Riddle here in the last little bit.
But not really. It's weird.
They've backed off of him just enough to where it's like, okay, there's Riddle. So it's not like he's right there in your face. They sort of pulled him back some. I don't know who to pick because it's like Riddle hasn't had that many matches that I don't know if he can really lose, but it's Finn's first match back. If he loses, how does that hurt him?
A loss doesn't hurt Finn because you can always build to the rematch from there. It's like Riddle can also take a loss because he's taken a couple of losses. He took one to
Dream.
He took one to Dream and he took one to Killian a few months ago. So he's able to absorb the losses and come back. He's dropped down a peg. He's dropped from main eventer to upper mid card, I guess, at this point. But it's not like it's a far drop. It's like they don't want him in the title picture right now, so he's in that semi upper card spot where he's
in the holding pattern.
He's in the holding pattern, but they've been doing some pretty good stuff with him. It would have been interesting to see if he kept with Keith Lee. And all that, and how they did in War Games, which we'll talk about in a little bit. but he got pulled out and put in this matchup. Because of that reason, my heart leans to Finn because they pulled Johnny from it and put Matt in. I think that, I know that hurts us from a fantasy perspective, Riddle losing, but it won't hurt us too much. I think Finn
It's Finn's first match back, and think about this. Finn's last match was against The Fiend, at which he got beaten into the ground, beaten so bad he went back to NXT. So I think that's a fair assessment. And since Finn's got a new character, you know, he's going in that sort of heel direction. I don't know, maybe Finn wins this one.
Yeah, I'm thinking Finn wins. It'd be interesting to see how aggressive Finn is, because the Prince was more aggressive than what we've seen in the past from Finn. See what kind of style he's working, if he's going to more go back to the Japan style that he was doing. Because if that's the case, that could be really, really good with Riddle.
It's going to be really good with Riddle. Because, yeah, keep in mind, this is Finn. This is not the Demon. This is Finn. And or should we say...
The Prince.
The Prince. Is he calling himself the Prince?
I don't think he's calling himself the Prince, but he's alluding to him being more like he was as the Prince.
Maybe he's gone from the Prince to the King.
Well, he is a Demon King, so just to subtract the Demon, and there you go.
There you go.
But we already have a King. He wears a crown. And anyway. I guess overall I go Finn over Riddle.
Yeah, I gotta say Finn on this one just because it is his first match back. And he kind of needs the win to solidify him. So I'm going Finn.
All right, you're going Finn. I'm going Finn. Magic 8-Ball, what do you say? Magic 8-Ball, will Finn Balor beat Matt Riddle at TakeOver? Magic 8-Ball says yes.
All right, there you go. Up next, you have your number one contenders match for the NXT Championship, which will be decided the next night on Survivor Series.
Which, by the way, is huge.
Yo, this is so huge. You have Pete Dunne taking on Killian Dane, taking on Damian Priest, who still has a way deeper voice than you would ever expect to come out of that body.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's true. Like, we're talking like low-key level here with the voice. I don't care who wins this match. And I'm going to tell you why I don't care who wins this match. Because it's going to be entertaining as hell. Because you're going to have Killian Dane and Pete Dunne trying to break each other in half. And Damian Priest is just going to throw himself in between them and hope for the best.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this was already good enough with Dunne and Killian. And then, you know, you throw Damian in there because why not? Excuse me. So, I don't care who wins. I'm fine. I mean, I'd like Pete Dunne to win just from a fantasy perspective, but I'm good with this. I think the fans win with this.
So let's do some numbers here. I don't think it's be Killian Dane because Adam Cole's the heel, so Killian Dane's the heel. I don't think it will get Cole Dane. I think that's not the matchup you want to go with. Pete Dunne and versus Adam Cole is very reliable. It's a very straightforward, you know what you're going to get out of those two, right? And then you got Damian Priest, the wild card. Because you don't know what type, you know, he's good, but you don't know what type of match you're going to get, you would get between Damian Priest and Adam Cole. It could be really good, it could be awkward, you never know. So it's like, to me, I see Pete getting the win because, one, he's the more well-known name of the three. And I think because Survivor Series is a Vince McMahon show, you go with the more established name. I know Killian was up on the main roster and whatever, but it's Pete Dunne is the more established name that you would throw on there, especially when you're throwing in a lot of different elements on this show. I think it makes sense to go with Pete Dunne here.
I would agree with that. I honestly believe that they have brought Pete over specifically for a reason like this, where he's sort of gone through everybody he can in UK. And so he's coming over here now. They're moving him up the chain, as it were. He's the longest reigning NXT UK champion in history.
Mm-hmm.
Held the title for over 2 years. There's a reason he did that, because he turned in some absolutely spectacular matches. Several match of the year candidates. And was dominant as champion.
Mm-hmm.
He would be the biggest challenge, in my opinion, no offense to Killian or Damian, to Adam Cole and that title. Mm-hmm. And I feel like he could stand a legitimate chance of winning the title at Survivor Series. Killian Dane, to me, I love Killian, but I just don't feel like there's enough there yet to really justify it. And that the same thing goes for Damian Priest. I love Damian Priest. I love the whole character. I love the presentation of it. But there's just not enough in terms of knowing him yet, in terms of seeing what he can do. Because this is my first exposure to them. I understand they were both on the indies and they're both wonderful. But this is my first exposure to them. And to me, it's like there's just not enough there yet. And I honestly just really want to see Dunn and Cole. I know we've seen it before, but damn it, I want to see it again. And I want to see it for the title. And I want Pete to win. Mm-hmm. He probably won't, but I want to see Pete win because, again, there is a reason why he's here. And I have a funny feeling this is maybe it.
All right, so I'm going Pete. You're going Pete.
Mm-hmm.
Magic 8 Ball, will Killian Dane become number one contender? No. Will Pete Dunne become number one contender? You may rely on it.
Oh, it's going to go with us this time?
It is.
Okay. All right. Up next, one of two War Games matches. Yay.
Yay.
Undisputed Era versus Tommaso Ciampa, Keith Lee, Dominik Dijakovic, and a TBA that's going to be announced day of the show, and according to Hunter, it's a very exciting announcement.
So, let's start there. Hunter is very insistent. It's not him. He wants no part of it. He doesn't want any part of it at War Games. He doesn't want any part of it on Sunday either. So it's not a Triple H. Could it be Velveteen Dream?
Could be.
Could it be, I don't know. Like, the standard for the name thing is like, I don't know.
Is it somebody already in NXT, or is it somebody making their return to NXT? That's the question.
You know what a name I would really like?
Bo Dallas?
No, not Bo Dallas. Luke Harper.
I would honestly be okay with Luke in NXT. I feel like he would do very well there.
I mean, it could be Johnny, but I don't think, if Johnny was ready,
I don't think Johnny's well enough.
No, he's not well enough.
If Johnny were okay, he'd be fighting against Finn.
Yeah, so it's like you limit that. So it's like it's gotta be someone who has NXT ties. Could be someone on the roster already. I'm not really sure, but Luke Harper would be a nice name. Could be Morrison, Impact, just let's call him Johnny. Johnny next. Johnny Mundo. Could be him. You never know. Either way, and I like this. And here's what here's the thing. With this surprise, they should not announce it before the show. Don't announce it before the show. Undisputed Era got the advantage, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that means Tommaso's team has the last person coming out, which means you save that surprise. You tell nobody. You hide whoever this person is until the last second. And you bring him out. And make it, because then you'll get a true pop. You mean, you don't announce it, oh, Tommaso announces so-and-so on Twitter. Like, no. You don't do any of that. You save it as a legit War Game surprise. That'd be really cool. Now, here's the hard question. Who wins?
The audience. The fans. Well, yeah. We all win.
Right. We all
win. With both of these. With all of this.
But here's the thing. It's hard. The problem going into this is we don't know, and which we're going to talk about after the break, is Survivor Series. We really don't know who Team NXT is. It's sort of been out there. It's like, no one really knows. Is it going to be a combination of, it could be O'Reilly and Fish. Could be Tommaso leading a team in. Like, we don't know. It goes for same for the women. So it's like, who's it going to be? Adam Cole has a big night the next night. So him, and so does Roderick. And so does Undisputed Era. Never mind. Can't be the Undisputed Era because they have the tech thing. Never mind on Undisputed Era. So they have a huge night ahead of them. So them losing at War Games and then going into Survivor Series, it's like, that would kind of kill their momentum a little bit. You know what I mean? Undisputed Era is supposed to be this dominant force and then they lose in War Games. And they lost War Games last year, so it's like, I don't know. It's tough.
I think it all depends on the TBA. Honestly, it's a game day type thing where it's like, we can say what it is now, but the deciding factor is whoever the fourth person is for Team Tommaso, because we don't know who it is. And it's like, okay, if it's just somebody that they pull out of the back, it's like, oh, well, then it's going to be Undisputed Era. But if it's somebody making a big return, either from the main roster or from injury, that changes the ball game, because now it's, well, you're not going to have somebody show up and lose right out of the gate. You could, but I don't know if they would, type thing. So it's tough.
It's really tough.
I almost feel like it's going to be Tommaso Lee and Dominic. Like, they're going to beat the... And it's going to be one of those, they just beat the absolute crap out of each other for 20 minutes. And somebody just throws an arm over somebody, or somebody lands on somebody. And that's how the match ends. It's not going to be somebody hits a super kick in grand spectacular fashion and they win, you know, and are standing tall at the end. There's going to be bodies everywhere when this is over, if last year's any indication of what this is. This is going to be a full send type situation. So I don't want to say Undisputed Era loses because of what they're doing at Survivor Series last night or the next night. But at the same time, I can't see them winning. Because it's almost too good to be true type thing.
Here's why I have Undisputed Era winning. Because you can set up a scenario where you have, Dijak is a big dude, but you can eliminate him. Keith Lee, he's a big dude. You can get him down. And whoever TBA is, it all depends. Like, that is the legit wild card, and it makes it hard to predict. But I can also see a scenario where they get Tommaso tied up. Tied up in the ropes, locked up on the cage, and he has to watch his team get beaten down. And Undisputed Era gets the win. And it's like, it goes back to the days where there were times, this is usually built for a babyface to overcome the heels, but there have been scenarios where their heels get the win, and I think Undisputed Era going in, they have the experience in War Games, and I think coming out of this, as we've been seeing on Raw and on SmackDown and on NXT, Undisputed Era has been getting this really solid, really, really aggressive push as a faction, as a four-man stable, and I think there's big plans for them. So I think this go-around, if you're able to not pin Tommaso and have him watch the fall happen and there's nothing he can do about it, Undisputed Era comes out this... this with more momentum, more of a swagger behind them, and it will help them the next night and going forward, because they can continue to reign supreme over NXT until they're finally taken out. I think if they weren't live every 2 weeks, this is it, and they were doing the 1 hour show on the network, Tommaso's team wins. But they're building something strong with Undisputed Era right now, so they need to keep that momentum going. Tommaso losing, his team losing, doesn't hurt him.
No, I don't think it does either.
So that's why I'm going Undisputed Era.
I have a point. So Undisputed Era.
She reluctantly said, oh yeah, he had a point there.
Well, I mean, you do, but it's like at the same time, it's like, I really don't know. I mean, I see the point and I'll say Undisputed Era, but it's like, again, to me, it's a game day thing. Where depending on who shows up for the TBA, that could change a lot of things.
I don't disagree.
So, you know, stay tuned to the Twitters to see if I tweet out, I need to change my pick real quick.
So, we're going with the Undisputed Era. 8-Ball, will the Undisputed Era win War Games? All signs point to yes.
All right, there you go. So, last but certainly not least, your second of two War Games matches, where you have the ladies doing the very first ever all-female War Games match. Rhea Ripley, Candice LeRae, Tegan Nox, and Mia Yim are taking on Shayna Baszler, Io Shirai, Bianca Belair, and Kaylee Ray. We win. We all win. They're all going to kill each other.
Oh, God. If the ladder match was any indication, yeah, they're just going to... They're going to destroy some folk.
I mean, there's going to be bodies everywhere. There's going to be probably extensions everywhere. And I mean that seriously. Like, people's hair is going to get pulled out by this. This is going to be a fight. They have something to prove. And just based on who's in this match, they're going to prove it.
Mm-hmm.
Hunter's giving them the floor to take a War Games match and have fun with it. And I'm all for it. I don't want to pick a winner because I think we all win.
But the name of the game is picking a winner. It's called Pick 'em. You have to actually pick a winner. Okay, so to break this sort of down, you got 8 women here who just are really, really good at what they do.
Mm-hmm.
You got, and a lot of them are coming after one person, Shayna Baszler. Even the people on our team are going after Shayna Baszler. They're working with Shayna, but they really want the goal that Shayna has.
But what makes this really super awkward is like 4-5 of them have to go to Survivor Series together. Like Rhea and Shayna, and I think Tegan are all on the same team, aren't they, for Survivor Series?
Well, Shayna's not because she's facing Bayley and Becky. We don't know. There's been no announcement of NXT, the Team NXT, so it's like, we're not sure.
Okay. Because they've been well, at the very least, Rhea and Shayna have been showing up together, and I'm like, wait a minute.
So is Rhea and Tegan.
Yeah, it's like, well, Rhea and Tegan's okay because they're on the same team, and I really like the power couple dynamic of Rhea and Tegan. Like, if you ever want to make that a thing, I'm down for that. But, like, it's been a little weird with how they've been dealing with the NXT women in terms of Survivor Series. So it's like, are they or aren't they? And I think they've sort of avoided that subject because of this match.
Because of both matches, really. Both matches, there's no teams. So it's like, you gotta, whoever survives will go to Survivor Series. I think that's what's going to be.
I think that's the plan. Is like, whoever's left after this is over, you get to go to Survivor Series. Congratulations. So maybe Dakota gets to go to Survivor Series.
She may be the only healthy one left.
Her and Jessamine and the other one. Maria, Sharif, that one, those three. There's three right there. We got three girls.
That would be three. That said, this is unlike the other match. This one is built for the babyfaces. This is built for the babyfaces to get their revenge. This is built for someone beating Shayna in this matchup to solidify they're the number one contender for her title.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's Tegan, whether it's Candice, whether it's Mia, and most likely Rhea will pin Shayna in this one.
And that's fine. I'm okay with that. I think this is going to be very good. I think they're going to give us the best that they have. They're going to give us our all. Like, Candice has already been promised fire and blood on Twitter, so I have little doubt that the cupcake will deliver. I think this match is going to be everything we want and more. It's going to be cool because haven't really seen a lot of Kaylee Ray, so that's going to be fun. We've all seen what Bianca can do. And Io and Shayna. And then on the flip side, it's like you've got Rhea as a balance to Shayna. You've got Candice as the balance to Io. Tegan is the balance to Bianca. And, you know, Mia is the balance to Kaylee Ray. So it's like there's a nice dynamic going on here with these 8.
Oh, yeah.
So I say the babyfaces win too, just because it makes sense. I don't see why they shouldn't win.
It makes more sense for them to win. Basically, and I would open the show with this match.
Same. I was about to ask that. It's like, so who opens? Is it the women or the men?
Because you have the surprise, you can save the men for last. Just because you have the surprise. If you didn't have the surprise, I would have put the women on last. But you open with the women to let them steal the like come out of the gate hot and fiery, and you go from there.
Okay.
So Magic 8-Ball, will Team Shayna win War Games? You may rely on it.
Hey. There you go.
So there you go. That's our NXT TakeOver preview.
That is. So, all right, we are, number one, if you want to submit tip picks, you can tweet them at Wild Talk Radio or, you know, submit them via the email or anything else that's on the page. You can do that. So that's number one. Number two, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to be doing Tweet of the Week and Survivor Series. So you don't want to miss it. You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
There is no one better at covering Abe. Than CB Radio Not So Live. Join Sir Rockin, the intern and lone jobber as they go all elite. With their breakdowns of every AEW pay-per-view event. CB Radio Not So Live available after every AEW pay-per-view. At wildtalkradio.com and cbradiolive.com.
What you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with The Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe... upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw with me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. Are you guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You're engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28, but I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got it!
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh! Oh.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
What is the greatest of all time? Saturday nights. We decide from sports, video games, movies, and even the X-rated. You help us decide what is the greatest of all time. It is the Great and Great Debate, a part of your Saturday night.
Event.
CB Radio. Saturday night. Midnight to Houston. On the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Did you know you can use support the creator code ROCKINSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins, and you are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Some days you're the only thing I know. Only thing that's burning when the nights grow cold. Can't look away, can't look away. Beg you to stay, beg you to stay, yeah. Sometimes you're a stranger in my bed. Don't know if you love me or you want me dead. Push me away, push me away. Then beg me to stay, beg me to stay, yeah.
Call me in the morning to apologize. Every little lie gives me butterflies. Something in the way you're looking through my eyes. Don't know if it's gonna make it out alive. Fight so dirty, but your love so sweet. Talk so pretty, but your heart can't take. Late night.
welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you happen to have Twitch Prime and, well, you want to use your free sub here, we'd be certainly happy about that. Just click the little purple button up above your screen and see if you have one available. And, you know, click the subscribe if you'd like to, or if you want to use it somewhere else, that's fine too. But we'd really like it to, you know, happen here. Just pointing that out in case anybody's curious. So if you just joined the show, you missed our NXT preview and pick 'em. Very excited for TakeOver on Saturday. Should be a lot of fun. And we're getting ready to talk about Survivor Series, which happens to be happening on TakeOver weekend as well. I mean, it's just this little tiny event. Nobody really cares about it, right? Nobody? Nothing? Just whatever? Okay. All right. Cool. We're all on the same page about that. Anyway, but before we do that, we're going to do Tweet of the Week.
Used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Alrighty, so I don't have a lot of tweets because this week was a little crazy work-wise, so I didn't have a lot of time to hang out on Twitter. But here's what I have. Renee Young, can we just have a special channel that's just Big E doing everyday normal activities? I second this. I want it because I feel like it would be highly entertaining. It would just be Big E rubbing his nipples probably while he's doing everything or other sexual gestures, but still would be good. Lisa and Natalie Dunlop. Can't wait to have these two home next week. Heart emojis. And it's a picture of Courage JD and his sister when they were young. Courage's dad follows it up with, can't wait either. Love those kids. Dr. Lupo jumps in. Mom, dad, why am I not in this picture? Is there something you need to tell me? And Courage's mom replies, yes, we're not your parents. Lupo goes, wait.
Wait.
Shit. And then Courage's mom laughs. And that's all I have.
Okay, so let's see where to begin. So Lance Storm talks about how his, you know, he's wrapping up his time at SWA. And, you know, there's good and bad to both, but I'm actually quite excited about what lies ahead. Rusev, there is no bad in WWE. Lance Storm, really? I've heard some guys there will try to sleep with your wife. That can't be good.
Lance! Lance!
Corey Graves, if Lamar Jackson goes missing in the middle of the night, don't panic. It's only because the aliens have discovered the pinnacle of human ability, and he's being studied. Just kidding. He's not human. He's not human right now.
Go Lamar! Louisville. Just saying.
Wale, I drank a lot of tequila on this effing plane. I'm gonna have a hangover at 4 p.m. You hate to see it. But anyway, let's do Ask Wale, because I'm a little faded and bored on this flight. Hashtag with purity. Let's go Ask Wale. CM Punk. How often do people call you Whale, and are you going to watch WWE on Fox tomorrow? You know where Punk was there? He goes, yes, only because Renee Young is the curator we all need. My question is, are you going to enter the Royal Rumble? I bet you won't answer. Don't worry, wrestling Twitter doesn't come here. Punk, nope, I'll talk about it, though. I work for Fox. Renee Young, I can't wait for you to come on the show and pitch us all your ideas for creative. That'll be something. He goes, I can't wait to use wrestling terminology I learned online and get escorted out of the building. That's what would happen. WWE on Fox, it's time for the last Monday Night Raw before Survivor Series, and anything can happen. Corey Graves, anything? Like even baboons putting grilled cheese sandwiches into VCRs? I mean...
Technically?
Corey Graves, Samoa Joe is really good at my job. Kyle Lewis, Eric Rowan legit fought someone who looks like a SmackDown vs. Raw creative player.
He did.
So, things got interesting. CM Punk tweeted, it is weird trying to catch up with 5 years of Ross, and I'm doing what I can. There's bright spots, mostly women from what I can tell. There's bad too. I'm going to talk about that. No one is safe. Join us. He was good on Fox. Tony Khan, no one is safe? Sounds like a plane full of wrestlers in Saudi Arabia. Randy Orton, what's that whole thing about glass houses and stone? And he put out an article about corruption for Shad Khan. Tony Khan, I thought you only tagged me in your post when you're grasping for leverage. That article is over a year old. Plus, a year old plus, is about baseless claims made against about my dad years ago. That's the best you can do? Nothing. Meanwhile, in the time since that was written, you used the N-word on Twitch. He did.
He did.
Yeah, he did. Randy Orton. Jacksonville Dixie, why else would I tag you? If I wanted to talk business, I'd call your father. I mean, Jacksonville Dixie is kind of a... It's harsh.
A little, but sadly it actually kind of has a nice ring to it.
It's appropriate. LA Kings. Congrats to the Arizona Coyotes for putting up their first ever banner. And it's a Taylor Swift banner for most sold out performances in the arena. Not an actual hockey banner.
I'm shaking my head.
My head. WWE on Fox. Hi, Ciampa. See you Wednesday? Ciampa, sounds good. Just remind me, which one are you? And he put a picture of the troll dolls. They go, we like blue. Alexa Bliss tweets, me. Let's watch the Goldbergs. Mom, I've given up on that show. Me, why? Mom, because everyone says I'm like Beverly. Me, you said you're like Beverly. Mom, well then, I'm tired of watching myself on TV. She also tweets, also, Mom, how come everything I say ends up on Twitter?
Well?
Carrier JD, felt so sick last night I couldn't fall asleep. I put on Star Wars The Phantom Menace and was out cold within the first 5 minutes.
Jack, don't start shit.
Brian Satin, worth noting that the majority of names who are rumored to be part of tonight's Invasion Angle in NXT were not, in fact, part of tonight's Invasion Angle in NXT. WWE Facts. So the internet was wrong, Ryan? Is that what you're saying? And he posted a gif of John Cena shrugging his shoulders. WWE Facts. Sounds like it was some negative star reporting to us. Okay.
Okay.
The best wrestling Twitter to follow right now is WWE on Fox.
They're so sassy. They really are. They're just really, really sassy. I kind of love it.
It really is the best. WWE Universe. All these kickouts got the revolver alike, and it's a shock face of Scott Dawson on the ground, pointing to his nipple. Rusev, leave the nipple alone.
He says no?
Mm-hmm. TDE Wrestling. So many friends to play with, so little time. Let Nikki Cross play. When it's a gift of her and whacking people. She goes, so many. Laughing. Never too many. Old habits die hard. Tegan Knotts. ... Sad face. Nikki goes, but, I still adore you. I get very, very excited very easily. And, you know, you guys kind of start on Friday Night SmackDown. And I came across the bin lids and one thing led to another. And you just got caught in the crossfire. That was clever. That was actually clever. Let's see. And finally, Kona Reeves at WWE NXT is an unsafe work environment. Number one, Full Sail security sucks. Allow 26 main roster talent to just walk in. Number two, sneak attacks. Three, gang beatdowns at King Regal. I hope NXT UK is safer, or we're going to have a talk.
NXT UK has Walter.
So you may be good. You might be good there. Anyway.
No, you're just going to get gangbanged and, like, beat up by someone who is the equivalent of 26 main roster talents.
Yeah, maybe.
Just saying. I mean, dude is not gentle.
He's not. But let's get into Survivor Series live on the WWE Network this Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern. Get your picks into facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadioNetwork or twitter.com/WildTalkRadio by 3 p.m. Eastern.
Ding!
So let's go over the card.
Let's go over the card. Alrighty. Let me get to the card. Okay. So, we're going to start with this just to tie back into NXT, because we kind of talked about it a little bit, but now we can talk about it fully, which is the NXT Championship will be on the line on Survivor Series as Adam Cole... takes on the winner of Pete Dunne, Killian Dane, and Damian Priest. And I picked Pete Dunne, as I recall. I believe you picked Pete Dunne as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to talk about Adam Cole versus Pete Dunne.
Okay.
Works for me.
It's just, okay. Give it to me. Let it be a thing. Any of the three possibilities we talked about in the preview just a few minutes ago, I'm all in for.
But I'm pretty sure Pete Dunne and Adam Cole's going to get me pregnant.
Probably. The first pregnancy of the evening.
The first of many, probably, of the evening. Yeah. But... This would be a really good, really hard-hitting match. We haven't seen a lot of it. I think these two have only gone one or two other times in NXT.
And not really much, either.
And not really much. They've been very, very careful to keep them apart.
It feels... It would be interesting if they see if they did an NXT title change on this WWE pay-per-view. That said, I think Cole goes over and retains against whoever it may be. Just because it... As I said before, they're pushing Adam Cole, they're pushing the Undisputed Era, and he's been the face of this whole takeover thing. He's got to go over on this one.
Sadly, I have to agree on that. I mean, the match will be fantastic. They're going to beat the crap out of each other. There's no even question about that, but I don't think this is Peter's moment to get the title. I think he will get the NXT title at some point, because I still stand by what I said earlier, which is they brought Pete Dunne in for this, to put him at the top of NXT at some point in time, but not right now. I would almost feel like either the takeover for Rumble or the takeover for Mania is going to be Pete Dunne's moment.
Okay. One, there is no takeover for Rumble this year, which would lead to my next question. Is this now the opening to see the NXT Championship defended on the big four pay-per-views?
It could be. I mean, it's entirely possible. I wouldn't be opposed to it, honestly. I think that would be a great way to get another title match on to the pay-per-views, especially since Brock Lesnar may not be defending every time, so it's another title match. Another major title that people can challenge for.
I can see us going to have them in the Royal Rumble together. Or not the title defend at the Royal Rumble. Even possibly WrestleMania, but we'll have to see about that one.
I could see it. I don't see it being defended on Mania, just because that will have a takeover associated with it.
But Rumble is really up for grabs.
Rumble is super up for grabs, especially since you're probably not going to have a lot of matches on Rumble itself. So the NXT title match could be a really, really good thing to throw on the pay-per-view.
So I'm going Cole. You're going Cole. 8-Ball, are you a fool or Adam Cole, baby? That look good. All right.
Okay.
And to answer Ash, no, we're not doing Blame Rams tonight. We will have it part of next week's Gobble Gobble Wobble Wobble Thanksgiving Spectacular. That'll be available on Thanksgiving morning for download.
Yeah. So just so everybody's aware, all news, everything like that is getting pushed to next week, sadly, because we had two pay-per-views we had to talk about. So it's like, in those instances, nope, just that's it.
Speaking of which, how to get the podcast. Forgot to mention this at the top of the show, but we'll mention right here. We are now on Spotify. Just search for The Rack Radio Show, and you'll find us on Spotify.
Woohoo! Go us. All right, up next we have AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura versus Roderick Strong. So you have the U.S. Championship, you have the Intercontinental Championship, and the North American Championship all being represented in one match. This is going to be the one that gets the internet fanboys pregnant, and this should be a hell of a match, to say the least.
Okay, AJ's going into Monday night defending, having a title defense, so it would make sense for him to look strong in this one. Roddy can always take a loss and look strong, no pun intended. And then there's Shinsuke. He's Shinsuke. The by-the-books answer is AJ Styles wins this one. The surprise answer is Roderick Strong. And I don't think anyone's counting on Shinsuke winning it, because if you gotta go numbers-wise, this is one SmackDown can give up, because they need to get other one. SmackDown winning other ones would have a bigger impact down the road.
It shows, right?
I'm trying. There's many shows. Will have a bigger impact on one of the other matches. So this would be an easy win for, say, Raw to get a number in the scorecard.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like if anybody has to take the loss for Undisputed Era, it should be Roddy. But that's just me. Simply because it's like here, and potentially in the tag match, which we're going to talk about too, it's like Adam Cole potentially just wins the night because the titles aren't on the line. You can have Roddy lose. You can have Fish and O'Reilly lose. You can do things like that and have Adam Cole win when it counts. Because, I mean, let's be real. For Roderick Strong, Shinsuke and AJ are some stiff competition.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't their first rodeo, and they're not just going to lay down.
If they have their working shoes on, this should be fantastic.
Oh, this will be everything you want and more. And I have little doubt they'll have their working shoes on. I mean, this is going to be fantastic. I can't wait for this. So,
who you got?
I really want Shinsuke to win, because I want them to do something with Shinsuke beyond what they're doing. Like, he's just sort of fizzled ever since they brought him up to the main roster, and I want everything for him because he's so ridiculously talented, but I don't feel like this is his night. I think it's going to be AJ.
Yeah, I'm going to go AJ Styles just because... But it's weird. Okay, we're doing brand supremacy, right? That's the whole name of the game?
Uh-huh.
There's 5 matches. So in theory, to get brand supremacy, you need to win 3 of these matches. So if Raw's going... Say Raw's winning, Raw has to win 3 of these matches. So it's like, it's going to be interesting to see how they do the numbers. You know what I mean? Because SmackDown could get completely shut out. I don't see that happen because I see them winning another match. So it's like, if you all get, everyone gets one, it's going to be a, there may be some sort of points for the tag match. I don't know. I don't know how they're going to get determine brand supremacy, but it seems very weird in terms of numbers. Unless they add some pre-show matches, which they could.
I think they're going to. There's got to be other matches that are coming down the pipe. It's just they haven't been announced yet because there's stuff that's going to come out day of. So that's going to be a deciding factor there.
Because it has to balance the numbers somewhere. Like there needs to be like 7 matches just to sort of balance the number.
Because you have a couple matches that are brand specific only.
Right. So it's not for brand. Like the title the 3 title matches are brand are just brand specific. So it's like there's no brand supremacy there. It matters about these 5 matches.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going AJ. You're going AJ. Magic 8-Ball. Will Roderick Strong win the triple threat match of secondary champions? Very doubtful. Hey, Magic 8-Ball, will Shinsuke Nakamura win the battle of the secondary champions? You may rely on it.
Okay.
All right, next.
All right, up next, speaking of Undisputed Era, we are going to have the Viking Raiders taking on the New Day, taking on Undisputed Era in the battle of the tag team champions. And God, I don't know who I want to win this. I think we all win. We all win, no matter what. But who do you have win?
If it's traditional, straight-up WWE booking, there's one answer. New Day. Because they always like letting New Day win these matches. New Day always gets the edge. It's just sort of the way it is. But man, this would do big things for the Viking Raiders.
Holy crap.
It really would.
It seriously would.
Same for Undisputed Era. It would do big things for them. Giving it a New Day seems like the very easy, safe, reliable answer. Viking Raiders makes a lot of sense to make sure there's a new dominant tag team because, let's face it, we all know how good New Day is. It's flat out, we know how good they are. We know how good Undisputed Era is. It's like the Viking Raiders need a monumental win because they lost at the Crown Jewel. So it's like this would be a nice win for them to supplant them as the top tag team in the entire division. So it's like I would go in that direction. My brain tells me it's New Day's winning this because this would be a win for SmackDown.
Yeah, I mean, again, this is something the titles are not on the line, so you could easily have New Day pin someone from Undisputed Era and they win. I mean, that's the whole point of having 3 people in a match is somebody can take the loss from somebody else and the third person doesn't necessarily get impacted. You still keep the Viking Raiders looking strong and dominant, but SmackDown gets the win. I don't know who to pick.
It's hard because it depends on the numbers and how they're breaking it down. And like anyone could win. These matches are anyone can really win.
Like I feel like the Viking Raiders are just going to come in and just beat the crap out of everybody.
And they should.
Like they should be completely dominant in this match and they should just rain fire and hell upon everyone that they see simply because of who they are and how fierce they are, but it's like at the same time, Undisputed Era, Fish and O'Reilly are not pushovers.
No.
And they're not going to go down without a fight, and they could easily lay waste to everybody too, and the same thing for Kofi and E. Like, they could do that as well if they needed to, not on the same scale, but like, they could easily hold their own between these two teams. So it's like, there's nothing here that's like, well, there's a weak link.
But you can have a weak link because you can have the storyline out because Undisputed Era is coming out of War Games.
Yeah, and I mean, I feel like NXT, this is not going to be their night. They're not going to get a lot in terms of wins. There's only one match they might get it in, and I just don't see it happening because they're going to have their own takeover. They're going to get their chance to shine. And there's the whole War Games thing that we're going to talk about that we've already talked about, but that could play a factor. So, which could lead to storylines further down the road if you really wanted, whereas like if you ever wanted to revisit New Day and Undisputed Era and Viking Raiders, you could be like, well, we had done War Games the night before. We weren't 110%. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Fight us when we're fresh and ready and see how good we are. I really want to pick the Viking Raiders. Like, I really do. And it's not an offense to E or Kofi. It's just, I just really want them to win.
Oh, I know. So you're going Viking Raiders?
I'm going to go Viking Raiders.
I'm going with my brain. My brain says New Day. Magic 8-Ball. Will the Undisputed Era win the Battle of Tag Teams? Most likely. So there you go. What's next?
Up next, no titles on the line again. Becky Lynch takes on Bayley, takes on Shayna Baszler for brand supremacy.
As we said when they aired the first interaction between Becky and Shayna, let them just go.
I need this. Yeah, I need that one-on-one. If I could have that one-on-one, that would be great. Bayley feels a little bit like Odd Woman out here just because of that tension and that chemistry between Becky and Shayna. But that doesn't mean that she doesn't fit entirely.
Okay. So, number one, Becky Lynch does not need to win this match.
Mm-mm.
The brain says she should win it because she's the top female, and this would supplant her right there above everyone else. But Bayley could be the one you put this one on because she's not being talked about. She's the odd one out. She's the third wheel. She could surprise us and get the win. But at the same point, big statement, Shayna wins.
You know, here's the thing. I don't think Becky's winning this because it's three people. Becky doesn't have to take the pin to lose.
No, Shayna can tap out Bayley and be done.
And I think that's what this is going to kind of come down to is Shayna and Bayley. Like, at some point, they're going to get Becky out of this. And that can, again, something they can go back to later, especially with Becky and Shayna, is you didn't beat me one-on-one. You and I, let's fight one-on-one to see who's really the best kind of situation. So that's an easy setup for Becky and Shayna down the road if you ever need it. So I feel like, yeah, if Shayna's going to win, which honestly, I would almost want her to win.
That's where my brain is leading.
Like, I can see Bayley. I can see this being Bayley's match as well, simply because she's going to come out of nowhere. Nobody believes that she can do this. And instead of, you know, Baileying up and doing it the right way, she's just going to come in and lay waste. And it's like, look, I told you I was serious. Y'all didn't listen, so now I have to teach you. And Bayley gets the win. Plus, I feel like, at least in terms of my picks, maybe SmackDown needs a win or two. Maybe, especially since they are the A show. So it would be nice to have Bayley stand tall over Shayna and Becky. But Shayna coming in and just beating the crap out of Becky and Bayley, I kind of want to see that.
That would be a statement.
That would so be a statement.
Flat out, that would be a statement win.
Because then it's like, okay, Shayna Baszler beat Becky Lynch and Bayley in the same night. Who can stop her? Like, who's badass enough to stop Shayna Baszler? There's not too many people left.
And to me, based on what we're about to do, I don't see NXT getting another win.
Mm-mm.
Because, one, we don't have their teams. We mentioned in the first segment, we don't know who's on either team.
No.
So, you really can't, it's hard to, you know, feel confident in Team NXT if they're not telling you it's in Team NXT. So, to me, in the numbers game, Shayna wins the Battle of the Women.
Yeah, I'm saying Shayna. Because I feel like, in this instance, again, there's going to be other matches for the brand supremacy stuff. So, you can give this win to NXT, and that's their one win of the night. Is like, Shayna shows up and just takes care of business and leaves. Like, and you have the men do whatever they're going to do. But you have her get that really dominant statement victory. Like, hey, by the way, I'm right here. Both of you think you're so good. You can't beat me. And if you want me, I'll be in Orlando.
True.
Like, that's it. Like, if y'all want to fight,
come find
I'm
me.
In Orlando. Come find me.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it would be. Magic 8-Ball, well, Shayna Baszler beat the other two women? Yes, definitely. But speaking of women, what's next?
All right, so in your quest for brand supremacy...
Take a shot every time that's said on Sunday.
Right? You'll be drunk in 5 minutes. Team Raw, which is Charlotte, Natty, Asuka, Kairi Sane, and Sarah Logan, are taking on Team SmackDown, which is Sasha Banks, Carmella, Dana Brooke, Lacey Evans, and Nikki Cross... And Team NXT, which is basically whoever they can goddamn find that's healthy after War Games.
Dakota Kai.
It's going to be all Dakota. She's going to take on all these women and she's going to die.
Yeah.
No.
Cool that Sarah Logan's getting on pay-per-view. We haven't seen her on Raw in forever, but she's been holding it down on Main Event when Dana Brooke was still a part of Monday Night Raw. But she's been holding it down on Sarah Logan on Main Event. Sarah Logan. She's gotten some in great shape.
She looks really, really good.
And her ring work has improved from what I've been told. So, this one's about, like I said, we don't know who it was on NXT, so it's like, alright. So this brings it down to Raw and SmackDown. You got Charlotte and Sasha. Everyone else is just there. I mean, they're all good and whatever, but...
I'm gonna point this out. Raw has Charlotte, Asuka, and Kairi Sane.
Mm-hmm.
SmackDown has Sasha and Nikki Cross.
Yeah, but again, it boils down to Sasha and Charlotte, because that's the way it should be in this situation. I see Raw winning the women's match.
Yeah, I think this is Raw's match to win, hands down.
No. I'm going to go SmackDown. Here's why. Nikki Cross, she's the wild card. They've been really keen on pushing her. A win, say Sasha gets eliminated, right? It's Sasha and Nikki versus Charlotte at the end, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Sasha gets taken out by Charlotte. And Nikki Cross pins Charlotte? What amazing moment that would be for the career of Nikki Cross. Think about it.
That's true.
Because she's going to be Bayley's next challenger. It feels that way. Like, they're keeping her in that title picture. I know she had the title match, but it was interrupted by Shayna. So it's like, Nikki's getting pushed. So it's like, yeah. I'm going SmackDown on this one. That's my brain. My brain thinking about it with Nikki Cross is like, I can see Nikki eking out the win for her team. What about you? You going Team Raw? Or did I just compel you to go the other way?
You just maybe compelled me to go the other way.
I do that a lot. I'm very convincing, chat. I'm very convincing.
It makes complete sense. It does. And I mean, honestly, the way that they stacked up the card, right? Like, it makes sense that somehow, some way, Nikki Cross pulls it out against Charlotte and Asuka and Kairi Sane and Natty and Sarah Logan and gets a win.
Brent saying, be your own woman.
I mean, it's not a lie.
Go rogue.
And if anybody's going to win the brand supremacy stuff, I feel like it is going to be SmackDown.
Possibly. So you've jumped on Team Blue on this one?
I'll go Team Blue.
I'm going Team Blue. Hey, Magic 8-Ball, will Team Raw win the Women's Survivor Series tag team match? This is asking later. Hey, Magic 8-Ball, will Team SmackDown win the tag team Survivor Series match? You may realize 8-Ball's on our side.
For once.
All right, what's next?
All right, up next you have Team Raw, which is Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre, Kevin Owens, Randy Orton, and Ricochet taking on Team SmackDown, which is Roman Reigns, Mustafa Ali, Braun Strowman, King Corbin, and Chad Gable.
Shorty G. His name is Shorty G.
His name is Chad Gable.
His name is Shorty G.
Chad Gable.
Shorty G.
I'm not calling him that.
Shorty G, everyone.
It's stupid, and I'm not calling him that. His name is Chad Gable.
Shorty G.
Stupid. And taking on Team NXT, which again is who is ever left not hurt at the end of War Games.
Okay, so you just made the whole scenario about Team Raw, and you look at this dominant force. Look at Team Raw here. Rollins, McIntyre, Owens, Orton, Ricochet. I mean, that's a god squad right there.
Yeah, but SmackDown's got Roman, Braun.
That's it.
Isn't that enough? Braun Strowman's like two people on his own.
Yeah, he's the monster among men. Yeah, yada, 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 yada. But it's Braun Strowman. He doesn't win big time matches. He's Braun Strowman. He loses them.
But it's Roman Reigns. LOL, Roman wins.
Yeah, but King Corbin's going to cost Roman Reigns his spot. Watch it. Watch it happen. Corbin cost Roman.
So what, you're thinking Corbin costs SmackDown?
By accident, he's going to get Roman Reigns counted out or something. And they're both going to be eliminated at the same time. And Braun's going to try to overcome all the odds, but he gets burnt down by Seth Rollins and an RKO out of nowhere. Yeah. I mean, this is Randy Orton. Randy Orton is Mr. Survivor Series. He's good in these matches. He doesn't lose.
Unless Randy betrays his own team.
But why would he?
He betrays Ricochet.
But why would he?
Because he can!
But this is what Randy Orton does. He's the king of Survivor Series.
You know, all streaks are meant to be broken.
But not at the Survivor Series. Are you sure? I don't know. I'm just going Team Raw on this one.
I can't argue with the logic. I'm not arguing with the logic. I'm just giving him crap. It's Randy Orton, Raw.
But SmackDown has all these people, though.
They have Roman and they have Braun, and Braun is two people.
Right. So you could go with them.
I could, or I could go with logic and say Raw. I mean, it's... it's Seth and Drew and Kevin and Randy and Ricochet. So unless Kevin betrays Raw and goes to NXT, which he could. Randy and Ricochet have issues with each other. Drew and Seth have issues with each other. They're all not going to get along. And then on SmackDown, it's Roman, Mustafa, and Braun, and Chad. They all get along with each other. And the outlier here is Corbin. So the trick could be they take care of Corbin. And then the wild card is NXT. And who's going to show up from NXT? My money would be that Finn Balor shows up in this match.
He could.
He's one of the five.
Yowie wowie!
Happy trails to you. Thanks for following the channel.
Thanks so much for the follow. And yeah, I don't know. Raw. Just Raw. I mean, just trying to split this as evenly as possible with the matches that we know, because I feel like, again, there will be more matches that determine the brand supremacy thing, but the SmackDown women get one match, the Raw men get the other one.
That's sort of how it goes. Magic 8 Ball, will Team NXT win the Battle of Men? You may rely on it.
Okay.
All right, now let's get some title matches. By the way, you're listening to The Rack live right here at twitch.tv. We're here live at wildtalkradio.com, rackradioshow.com. Make sure you follow us at twitch.tv/WTRLive. We continue.
All right, so up next we have the WWE Championship on the line as Brock Lesnar takes on Rey Mysterio. This is a Raw Championship match.
And it's no holds barred.
So can I just say thank you to WWE for putting a stip on this match? Thank you so much for making it no holds barred, because it's like, okay, now this is interesting. Because if it was just straight up Rey versus Brock, I think we'd all be like, yeah, Rey's resilient, but I don't know if he's that resilient. With this, it makes it a little bit more questionable. Like, you know what? Rey showed up with a baseball bat, I believe, and beat the crap out of Brock the last time they met.
Lead pipe,
thank you. And left Brock shaken.
Yeah.
That could happen again. And this time Rey could put him down for the count. So it brings a lot of things with Brock into question. Because Brock will do weapons matches, but he hasn't done a lot of weapons matches, I don't think.
He does no holds barred matches so he can put people through tables. That's the deal. He's going to get hit with the lead pipe. This gives Rey a fighting chance. But in the end, it's still Brock Lesnar, WWE title match, Survivor Series, F5, 1-2-3, your reigning, defending, undisputed WWE champion, Brock Lesnar. That's my pick.
Yeah, I don't see Brock losing this match at all.
Mm-hmm. So 8-Ball, will Rey Mysterio become the next WWE champion? It doesn't want to tell us. So that's a no. It doesn't want Rey to be champion. Neither do we. All right, let's get to the match you really want to talk about. Go.
All right, for the Universal Championship.
And the Blue Belt.
And my ovaries. The Fiend, Bray Wyatt, is taking on Daniel Bryan. This is going to be good as hell. If you want to see these two fight, go back and watch their match from Royal Rumble. What was it?
14, I think.
14, something like that. It was whatever pay-per-view was right before WrestleMania 30. That's the match between the two. It's so good.
It still has legs to this day.
It still has legs to this day. This was a match of the year candidate. It got overlooked
by a lot of things for a lot of different reasons that night.
Yeah, but it's okay. This match should not get overlooked. This should be incredibly good. I'm hoping they don't do the red lighting, but they probably will do the red lighting. And it is what it is. That being said, I don't think the Fiend loses here. I think they're going to keep him chugging away.
Hell no, the Fiend is not losing. He's not going to lose for a long time. He's going to be your dominant universe champion for a long time. As he should be. You need to establish this Fiend character as indestructible and undeniable. And that's what you're gonna do. So him destroying Daniel Bryan in this situation, Daniel Bryan will put up a hell of a fight. But at the end, he'll succumb to the Fiend, and you know that's what it is. Daniel Bryan was the champion last year. This is his first opportunity, real opportunity since losing the title back at WrestleMania. I know he got his rematch, but this is his first chance back in that spotlight. This could be really good. Hopefully we can fully see it. Hopefully the crowd is into it. I hope they don't need to drag this out long. Keep this to about 10, 12 minutes. Doesn't need to go any longer than that, because at that rate, it's very effective. And in the end, Bray Wyatt retains his Universal Championship at Survivor Series, cementing him as the champion.
Yep. Bryan will be probably one of his toughest competitors to date. I will say that. I mean, I understand that Seth was very difficult for Bray, but I still maintain Bryan will be a harder opponent for Bray to overcome. Not that he'll have that much trouble, but Bryan is just that resilient. Whether he's a good guy or a bad guy, he is that resilient. So I expect this to be very, very good. That being said, Bray, he's got to win.
Hey, Magic 8-Ball, will the Fiend Bray Wyatt retain his Universal Championship over Daniel Bryan at Survivor Series? What? What was that, 8-Ball? It says very doubtful.
8-Ball, you lying whore!
but that's Survivor Series.
There you go.
And that's our show.
That's our show, so you got stuff to plug, so plug away.
I do. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to go challenge heavy on a Thursday, Fortnite with Friends Challenge Edition. Coming up in just a few minutes. It's right here at twitch.tv/W2Live. Saturday night, midnight-ish, it's CB Radio. Did you know we're on the road to a decade plus two? Which is November 30th. So we're gearing up for a decade plus two on CB Radio on November 30th, but we'll be live this Saturday night, midnight at CBRadio.com, GreaterTheGreatDebate.com. Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio will review Survivor Series. That is, once Survivor Series ends. Monday night, it's a Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. Some programming notes. As you saw on the Twitters, there's going to be a brand new episode of the Rack Extra Reviews coming soon. Mayor Kane. We have a book.
Yeah, we get to review his book. I'm super excited.
We have a book. So that's going to hopefully come next week or the week after that. All depends how far we can get through the book. That's coming soon. We will not be live next Thursday night. I know all sad face Rack's not live Thursday. It's Thanksgiving, so we're not going to be here live. That said, you'll get the Rack Gobble Gobble Wobble Wobble Thanksgiving Spectacular available Thanksgiving morning for everyone to listen to. So you have that to look forward to. But we are live every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you follow us on Twitch, twitch.tv/W2Live. If you have that Amazon Prime account, I mean, Carriage JD left, Ninja left, Shroud left, they all left, and you convert to Twitch Prime, you can subscribe for free. We'll take you sub. It's okay. You can use creator code Rock and Sock in the Fortnite item shop. In the Epic Games Store, you can use that. There's a bunch of new games coming out. It's Black Friday's coming, so buy some games. I assume there's going to be Black Friday deals. I hear there are going to be Black Friday deals in Fortnite. Just saying.
Could be fun.
At Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/WildTalkRadio, Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're now on Spotify. Search for the Rack Radio Show. Also, you can search for the Wild Talk Radio Network, both on Spotify as of today, so that's cool. We're on Google, on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast. You already knew that, and Stitcher. So there you go for me, and at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/WildTalkRadio.org.
And you can follow me on most of the social medias and on Twitch at Linz Ward, LNSWRD. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Don't forget to check out MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Everybody, sit tight. We are going to take a very, very quick break. Maybe not super quick, but quick enough to run, get a drink, a snack, everybody settle back in, and then we are going to be playing some Fortnite with friends and doing some challenges. So, till then, bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.